This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. One of the places where people are pushing back against being locked down and being, basically shut off is Michigan. And in Michigan, the place to go if you're going to protest the government is Lansing, Michigan. We've seen a few armed protests in Lansing, Michigan, because they have open carry in Lansing, Michigan. I don't know what that would be like to be able to open carry, because I live in South Carolina. Now, the other day, there were a few statements made, a few things put out there, and I have managed to secure us a young man to come and join us to help educate me at the very least. And if you guys already know, well, that's good, but I don't. So, we're going to. He is a co-host of a podcast called America 20 to Life with his wife Erica. He is a 38-year-old man, married his high school sweetheart. He's a firefighter. He's got three kids. And he is the founder of a Facebook group, Black and Brown 2A Advocates, with 600 members and growing. I'm talking about a young fellow named Michael Lynn. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. You must be a magnificent time manager, because I could never do that much stuff. There's just no way. There's just no way I could do that much stuff. Tell me about Black and Brown 2A Advocates. Tell me about their mission, what you set it up to do, why you set it up.
So it was a byproduct of us escorting Sarah Anthony. There was a lot, after that happened, it was a lot of influx of support and people wanting to know, like, my story or what I was, how I was, advocating for 2A, like, what was my story. And so that group was actually put together before we actually escorted her, and just to get some people together that would actually go and help us to escort her. And we only actually brought two people out of that group. It was 19 in it at the time. And after this happened, that group just ballooned up to, I think, 500 people that same day.
Wow.
And really, it was just all about educating our community on 2A advocacy and how to, do it right the right way. So, there's a negative connotation that anybody black is, a thug with the gun or do something bad with it. After they stormed the Capitol, and I don't want to call it a storm because it's not really what happened, but after they were in the Capitol that way, a lot of, Facebook jargon and memes were, if this was a black group of people, this would have happened and so on and so forth. And I just didn't like that was the go-to from even our community, is that if we were to exercise our Second Amendment rights the same way they did, we'd be killed. So I wanted to put together this group to educate people on, the actual laws and rules so that they understand the rights. Because when you do, you can be a dangerous son of a gun.
Yeah. Sarah Anthony, she is a state government representative. Is that right?
Correct. She's a state rep.
Now, her problem, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because I may very well be, she was not very happy with the way the Capitol Police were protecting the Capitol or anything what was her main beef over this, to where you stepped up and said, you know what, we'll take care of you, young lady?
I watched the Facebook Live that she put up during the protest, where she was almost in tears talking about how it made her feel, that she didn't believe that the police that were there could protect her if there was something going on, that they didn't take the threat as seriously as she did, that there could be a threat. I understand it. Like, when you see what was going on up there for a, 5'5" black woman who's a Democrat in the Capitol right now, in a government that they believe they're being, led or being, living in a tyrannical government or whatever the case is, she's a part of the opposition as far as it may be concerned. So I can understand how she felt having to walk through that. There's 1,000 people out there and about 200 carrying guns. So I've seen the fear in her face, and it really bothered me that somebody that we elevated and elected to be in that position, she's born and raised right here in the city of Lansing. She speaks for our community. I felt that it was our duty as citizens to make sure she could go in there and keep democracy going without intimidation.
Was she surprised that you stepped up and offered to take care of that for her?
You know, she was, I think that she was very appreciative of it at first, but didn't really know that she wanted to take us up on the offer. When I called her, it was kind of out of anger that, you know, hi, Miss Anthony, this is my friend, you know, and we've met each other prior, just through community activism and work that I've done out here, but never on a personal basis. So this was kind of my first time saying, hey, I got my number, your number off the website or whatever. Can I, you know, this is what I plan on doing. I was like, you know, I'm going to come up there. I've got some people that will be armed, just like everybody else, but we'll make sure that you get there and you can feel safe. Even if it's just us all as 2A advocates, a lot of times I realize that 2A kind of covers everything, and it doesn't matter what your biases are or what your political beliefs are, people believe in the 2A that believe in the 2A. So I figure even with us being up there, even though we were black, it wouldn't matter because the 2A would protect us with everybody. You know, they would kind of feel that same sense. But, so that's why I explained to her that I was wishing to do that. At first she was kind of a, and she was like, you know, I don't really want any guns up here, and I don't want to be a hypocrite because I'm actually, you know, working towards not having guns in the Capitol. But she said, I would never tell you brothers not to come up here. If that's how you feel and that's what you're going to do anyways, I would never tell you not to. But I can't tell you at this time that I would, you know, take you up on that.
After she showed up and you guys escorted her around and everything, did that change her mind a little bit, or was it just pretty much thanks for coming and that kind of thing?
No, I mean, she was very appreciative that we came. I think it made her feel better. We actually escorted one other that's not named. She hasn't come public and said that she was escorted, so I don't really want to put that on her. But we escorted another state rep as well. And she was very appreciative of it, and we just went about our day. It was like, it wasn't a situation where I would have ever believed that I'd be talking to you right now.
Right.
It was a very docile day. It was beautiful out. The grass was being cut. So it was a situation where we weren't in any danger at that point, but, and I say that because it wasn't a bunch of people who you could see as the usual suspects to create that type of danger.
Right.
But, you know, you don't know what could be there. You don't know what person is, you know, out here feeling that they're being oppressed and might do something crazy. So, in my opinion, they should escort all of them. They got plenty of security. They should just have a back and forth. Anybody's going back and forth. I was very surprised at how accessible our lawmakers are for me going up there. And being around them, I just couldn't believe how accessible these people are and how accessible they are to, like, threats. And, like, if somebody makes that threat, or, if, for instance, if Donald Trump, and, you know, that he's our president right now, and he's the one who says, you know, this Sarah Anthony thought everybody was crazy. Sure, crazy. I couldn't imagine, you know, how empowering that would be for his group of people and how scary that would have to be for Sarah Anthony. And that's the day we live in today. Like, our governor has a security detail. The rest of them don't.
Right.
And so that's a scary prospect, you know, if somebody could use their power and influence to really inflict harm on somebody and they really have no recourse or protection.
Well, I'll tell you what impressed me, because I saw when Sarah Anthony came walking up and was, you know what? I'm going to tell you in the next segment. We got a break coming up right now. How can people find America 22 Life, your podcast?
It's on Facebook at MERICA, America 20 TOLIFE. So America 20, the number 2 Life on Facebook. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Instagram.
There you go. In addition to the Facebook group Black and Brown 2A Advocates, if that's, you know, I presume anybody can like that page. So you hang on for me, if you would, please, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Michael Christopher Lynn Jr. And he is the head, or the founder, excuse me, of the Facebook group Black and Brown 2A Advocates. And the other day he took a, he positioned himself on the steps in Lansing, Michigan, and escorted a frightened assembly. Do they call them the General Assembly there, Michael, or what do they call you? House Representative, is that what Miss Anthony is? I can't hear him. What's up with that?
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
now?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yes, sir. Very strong. Very nice.
She's a state house rep.
Okay. What impressed me in the video I saw of you guys when she walked up, first of all, I think some people, was somebody trying to interview you or something, and you sort of very politely excused yourself and got with her. And you were very, matter of fact, calm about it, which I've only seen in the military. Are you ex-military by chance?
No, I'm not. I grew up on the south side of Lansing, though, if that says anything.
But, and you're a firefighter, too, now, right?
That's correct.
Which, you know, I was in the military and I did some crazy stuff, but and nothing like, hey, that burning house, go run in there and do something with it, okay, would you? And, you know, I don't know that I would say yes to that if I were, you know, even if I was able to do that. So that's what impressed me about it.
I was just talking to another reporter and they was asking me that, like, how to stay as stoic as we were. And it's just, I told her, I was like, it's kind of like, because I didn't realize this was going to be this big of a deal. I didn't think that it was, I didn't feel I was in any danger. But after the fact, you start to think about it. And it's like, man, there could have been anybody that ran up. Or it could have been anything. You know, you may have actually had to use those weapons. And not to say that I didn't think about that, but it just didn't, it didn't invoke that thought in me. But neither does running into a house fire. You don't realize until after you get out and all the bystanders are like, wow, you just did that. That it's something dangerous, you know, or that you were in trouble, you know, like you don't realize you're in danger. So I guess after the fact, you kind of just resort to whatever you've been trained to do.
You know, I give a lot of airtime to Rick Ector because I believe the lie that has been told to a lot of black Americans about guns and such. If I see a black American with a gun, I'm looking at somebody that I can stand face to, you know, shoulder to shoulder and face the same way. That's what I see. I do not see somebody as a threat that way. And, I mean, how much of that actually turns out to be true versus a myth? Because I'm, you know, I'm Caucasian.
Yeah.
I look Caucasian, so, you know, I have this belief about how I feel, and at the same time, I've never had to deal with that myself.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. It depends on the situation on whether or not, you know, like, we don't open carry. That's just something we don't do a whole lot. So there's not a lot of times you know if somebody had a gun on them to know how to feel in it. And I think a lot of the reason why we don't open carry is because of the negative connotation that comes for me. And then obviously the dangers of it. I probably wouldn't open carry and feel comfortable anywhere but at the Capitol, to be honest with you. I probably wouldn't walk down my street alone and open carry because that's going to bring a whole lot of unwanted attention I wouldn't want. I don't know who's going to be responding, what biases he may have, or what's, you know, what movie he's seen that this reminds him of. And, you just don't know, you know, and that's the thing that I want to change. You know, I don't, if I was looking outside right now and I seen a white man walking down the street with an AR-15, I'm going to be honest with you, I would be a little shook too. And not because he's white, just because why are you walking down the alley with an AR-15? It's commonplace at our Capitol to see that. It's not commonplace out here in the world, so I get the situation definitely matters. And I think that's why when we escorted her, nobody was looking at us funny or like, this is weird. I mean, we were down on Capitol in Ottawa getting dressed, like putting all of our tactical stuff on, locking and loading. There was people walking by and not thinking anything of it. And I was like, it kind of shocked me because I wasn't even expecting that much comfort from the world around me. But, you know, it's impressive, man, what you can do with this 2A. And I talked to a lot of people about that, you know, the advocacy is kind of under, actually, doesn't matter what you are. Everybody can agree that we like guns and we like to have them and we want that right. And, you know, you said something very important, standing, you know, toe to toe and shoulder to shoulder with a guy. That's a lot of what happens. I did an interview with the Michigan militia leader, Phil Robinson, on my show, who has been widely criticized as being a racist, and I had him on my show, and I just didn't get that feel from him. You know, I had him on the show with the hour-long interview with him, and, you know, I asked him all the tough questions, and, you know, he just seemed like a guy that was radical about his guns, you know, and about protecting his liberties, and that's just my take. I think it's good to get that perspective.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of things that, you know, I'm sort of in the media, but talk radio is sort of the anti-media. So, me as a Second Amendment advocate, and I'm Caucasian, I'm old, I'm 20 years older than you are, sir, and I'm very envious of you as well. But anyway, if I get out here and say everybody should have a gun, somebody will look at me and say, that's racist. And then I have to take my time. I don't do it anymore. I used to. But if somebody used to call me racist, I would defend myself as best I could against that. Now, I know that's just a default position to go to sort of distract me from what I'm doing. So I just don't pay them any mind. I've learned how not to care about what they say about me. But at the same time, when somebody's calling me racist, and if somebody like you is looking at this and seeing that I'm a gun advocate, I haven't said anything racial, but they call me racist, does that even have an effect on you? Does that even move the chains up and down your field at all?
Absolutely. That bothers me because there's racists out here that we need to be calling out, and if you waste that,
real racists, yes, sir.
Out.
Yeah.
It kind of waters down what you're trying to do, and ultimately you just become somebody who's crying wolf if you're not going to be calling out the right people. So that would bother me, and that's what bothered me about this situation. And that's why I went down there and I wanted to find out, and I did an interview with these guys, and that's why I wanted to talk to this dude, because they were trying to make us all scared that this militia was racist and all this stuff was going on. I was like, you know what? I'm going to find out. So I reached out to the organizer, and I spoke with her. And I got Phil's number from the Michigan Liberty Militia, and I called him, and I just talked to him, and I told him, I said, man, if you are what they say you are, just tell me. If you're racist, just say it. You know, we can agree to disagree. But he was like, Mike, I'm not. He's like, I get this bad press all the time. He's like, I'm not that. You know, I get coupled in with bad groups that come here, and because I'm the most polarizing character here, they just say, because he looks like a Viking, if you've ever seen this guy. And he's got this big old long beard, and he braids it up, and he carries these axes and stuff. And you know, and he's been affiliated with some pretty racist groups. I mean, he's done security for a lot of these, you know, places that come, people that come down here and do some pretty racist stuff. So
let me get you to do me a favor. Do me a favor and hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. On Facebook, you can go and check out America 20 to Life, which is a podcast between Michael and his wife Erica that they do there, and it's also out there on wherever fine podcasts can be found. And go give a look to the Facebook group Black and Brown 2A Advocates. Give it a like. Don't worry about if you're not black or brown. Just like it anyway. Because here we have a fellow armed American. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Every state will be partially reopened on Wednesday as Connecticut eases coronavirus restrictions. That news comes as Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp's decision to reopen the state's economy hasn't been as bad as she thought. Vice President Mike Pence is learning more about the upcoming manned launch to the International Space Station.
We are 1 week and 1 day away from when America will return American astronauts on American rockets from American soil to space.
At a meeting today with the National Space Council, Pence says NASA will launch the SpaceX Dragon capsule next week with astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley abroad. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 390 points to finish at 24207. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is pledging support for U.S. farmers and ranchers during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
During a White House ceremony on Tuesday morning, President Trump called farmers the backbone of the nation, and he noted the continued disruptions in the global food supply chain. But the president said his administration will direct $19 billion from the $2 trillion CARES Act to help farmers and to help families in need of food during the crisis.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claims the so-called conspiracy theories that Democrats are accusing President Trump of promoting now look like they might be true.
No matter what some Washington Democrats may try to claim, you're not crazy or a conspiracy theorist if you see a pattern of institutional unfairness toward this president.
The Kentucky Republican saying it does appear the investigation into the Trump campaign was politically motivated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Michael Lynn. He is the founder of the Black and Brown 2A Advocates on Facebook. He is also headed up the little impromptu safety detail that he put together for a frightened Michigan State House representative who happened to be a Democrat. Sort of even-handed. That kind of even-handed approach catches politicians off guard, doesn't it? Because I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but a politician is only about as good as their staff. They're not really out there sampling life daily the way most people would be. So when you step up and you're a gun owner, and I don't know what your political affiliation is, nor do I care, but when you step up and say, I'm a gun owner and I will protect you, that's really not what she really had to be a little bit taken aback that this was just so calm, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that she probably was, but what I do know about Sarah Anthony is she's a gun owner herself and actually has her CPL. So I think that she just didn't believe she had enough firepower, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I tell anybody that's out there listening, if you're going to be limited to one gun in a self-defense big situation, you want it to be an AR-15 of some kind, AR-15 pistol, AR-15 rifle. I mean, your wife, Erica, she does not look like a very big person, but she could fire an AR-15, can't she?
Yes, well, we'll figure it out. She hasn't yet. She hasn't yet, but she will figure it out. We're going to get her on one.
Well, I saw the picture that's going to be on the podcast with you is with you and her, I think, standing on the steps, and she looks capable. She's got a gun, some sort of little gun strapped on her. She looks pretty capable to me.
Yo, she's capable. I mean, she shoots my 45 or my Glock 30S. She's very capable of shooting that handgun, so I think she can handle the AR. That's a little softer, actually.
Yeah, the Glock 30S. I'm not a big fan of that. That sort of thumps around too much on me. I'm a 9mm guy. I'm a 9mm guy. I can shoot that and film myself, and I look really good. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to continue down the 2A advocacy road? Because it is, you seem to have sort of a style and a flair about it. Your calmness is very off-putting. And at the same time, I can tell you right now, a leftist totalitarian hates a black American Second Amendment advocate. You just can't stand people like that. Maj Touré, I mean, when Maj Touré comes into a town, I mean, Maj looks like a weightlifting Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
And but, I mean, at the same time, then when he starts speaking, then,
yeah.
You know, you the old axiom, don't judge a book by its cover, is just absolutely reinforced at that time. And it's a very powerful testimony he gives. And I'm sure, is this something you're going to continue to do?
Absolutely. I think that it's important. I mean, I have a voice here in my city that I use for reasons just as this. I want people to know their rights, and I believe that it'll make our world safer, our community safer, when we know these guns and we understand the power of them. It made me more responsible when I went through class to have my experience. I owned my own gun, and I had, you know, all of these things that I had to go through to figure out the gun, knowing the gun, register for it. It'll make our state. And when these people understand, you know, music that have illegal guns or whatever, this is that, hey, I can hold them. I'm 18. I have 20. I don't carry it. This is all I got to do this. It's a lot. It's almost like a rite of passage of like getting a driver's license or driver permit. We need to change the narrative, man. And I think that ultimately, the more we're out advocating, people that like the neighborhoods that are from are out here advocating for. And I just recently think it's important to say by the two that hey is so important to my life. I always thought it was like for self defense and so on and so forth. But as a Black American, this kid this may be stretching for some, but this gun that I have, and if my community has this gun, we're almost guaranteeing that we can never be brought back to a slavery. Like, that's crazy of a thought process. But that's what this is for, is to protect us against the government as well, over to protect our other rights that we have. Without the 2A, they can take all the rest of them, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's something that shouldn't start on my mind listening to those messages. And that's game to understand this thing. I want other people.
I don't think you're wrong about that. I mean, it's not a crazy thing. I do believe this. Okay, and this is where I look at it. If they were to ban guns, do you know who Charlie Gard was, Michael? Do you know who Baby Charlie Gard was?
No, it sounds familiar.
Baby Charlie Gard was a baby in Britain, and Baby Charlie Gard was born with a birth defect that was going to kill him. It was going to kill him. Now, in Britain, they have socialized medicine. And, but, you know, Charlie Gard's parents were his parents, right? You're a parent, and I'm a parent. So if you're a parent and you have a baby, a newborn baby out there, all of a sudden this Italian in the EU said, I will treat your baby. I don't think this can save him, but there's a slight percentage this experimental thing will save your baby. And so they wanted to try it. So they raised $1.6 million. And they were going to be able to take him. They didn't need the NHS. They didn't need the socialized medicine or anything else. The British government placed Charlie Gard and made him a ward of the state and told his parents he was not allowed to be taken out of the hospital, and that he would be allowed to die with dignity. Now, I ask you, now, if this were to happen at a hospital in Lansing, and somebody looked at a parent in Lansing and said, we're going to let your baby die. The reason, I'm very convinced that the reason that they don't do that is because of the specter of an armed populace. If they were to disarm us, then we would get sort of health care for all, as Bernie Sanders wants it, or as he calls it. And then we would get climate change, which basically just takes every dime you're going to earn for the rest of your life and takes a $35 IKEA coffee table and makes it $500. And they're going to control everything you got, and you can't do anything about it because you're disarmed now. I call that the trifecta of doom. And you're absolutely right. This is something that would happen, and it's no longer a black white thing. It's an elite versus the working class thing.
I agree. Totally.
That totalitarianism has become a thing where it's colorblind now. It doesn't matter about what this is and what that is, and it's all encompassing now. All encompassing. We're like batteries, like Morpheus said we were in the Matrix.
Yeah.
We would just be something supplying a resource to them. So you're not wrong. I agree with your assessment.
Yeah, we don't always understand our strength, man. It's a lot of the times the issues. We don't understand our strength. And I think those people that went to the Capitol, as much as I may not agree with it, they understood their strength. And it didn't work. They shut the Capitol down that next Thursday. They had a rally there. They shut down democracy with that. If anybody's watching this that wants to, you know, to represent for whatever cause they have, it might not be so stupid to take your 2A with you when you protest.
Well, I mean, when that happened, we're coming up on the next break. I saw where Sean Hannity said that nobody heard you. And I look at Sean Hannity as what I refer to as a New York conservative, which in any other region of the world is a Democrat. And getting out there and denigrating anybody out there for having a weapon and being prepared to defend their freedom, I think they're sort of missing the point there. And, anyway. Coming up on the next break, for everybody that's interested in what Michael is doing and everything, you can check him out at, first of all, he's got a podcast out there called America 20 to Life with his wife that you can find on Facebook, and you can find it on Apple Podcasts and probably Stitcher Radio and a few other places. And then he is the founder and current leader at Black and Brown 2A Advocates, which went from 2 to 600 members in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I've been speaking to Michael Christopher Lynn, Jr., firefighter, podcaster, Facebook group owner, and the latest that I know of, anyway. There may be others that I don't know about, but the latest effective Second Amendment advocate that I've had the pleasure of speaking with. Will you start going to things like SHOT Show, the NRA show, that kind of stuff?
We actually got a rally coming up here on the 28th of this month with Rick Hector, and that's actually how I got plugged with you. But that's coming up here on the 28th, and I'll be speaking at that. So, yes, I'm getting more involved. I've just joined the NAAGA. I'm going to be getting involved with a gun club here. It's called Malcolm Little Gun Club. We're going to be creating our own kind of group of somewhere similar to that. So, like, there's a lot going on. I'm just learning all this stuff, man. I was more of a defend my home type 2A advocate.
Sure,
definitely
sure.
Voted for that. I'm realizing more or less how important it is now. So, yes, I'll be involved.
Well, I mean, it makes it easier for people that are a little pensive if somebody stands up and says, hey, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I mean, and then they, you know, it's like we haven't changed that much since we were kids, Michael. I mean, you remember how that used to work out where, you know.
That's kind of the story of my life, man. I'll do it kind of guy, man. I'm not kidding. If you Google me, you'll see that.
Well, that's the thing, though. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, gun owners, here's the problem with gun owners that I find, and you can tell me what you think about this. The problem with gun owners, if gun owners would get together and coalesce, black, brown, plaid, white, whatever. If we would coalesce, we would be in control of the government as far as philosophically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have a lot of things getting passed. And the problem is that, at least among the males, we're all alpha males. So it takes something inspirational to happen. Now, Hector, for example, Hector is a very inspirational advocate out there. He is a... besides being a crazy man, he's told me so many times, listen, if it ain't on video, it didn't happen. So every time I see him, when I see him like at the NRA show, I have to get a picture with him just because. But, I mean, he does, and then there's Ken Blanchard, the original black man with a gun, Maj Touré, who is, he's out there hitting a demographic that, I think Rick may be 50-something. I don't know how old he is. But, I mean, Maj fits in with a little younger set.
Yeah.
So, the more the for me, you know, my tent's big enough to where it's the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
But I do hope you do start doing that. And yeah, I agree with your assessment of maybe you need to create your own organization. And if you want to talk about that offline, I'll be happy to talk to you about that offline.
Yeah, anytime, my brother, anytime.
Now, your wife Erica now, is she Hispanic?
She is.
Okay. So, how many people look at you and they're like, look at you like you're, you both have two heads or something when they find out what you do and this avocation you found as far as being an advocate like this, and she seems like she supports you 100%. So that's very good. That's a good pairing.
Yeah,
and
we're
with the podcast,
couple, man, we're an odd couple because we don't fit the norms when we open our mouths. People want us to be one way, and we just rock how we rock, you know. And that's really it. And that's a lot of the reason why we have everybody from Michigan Militia people on our podcast who. You know, people right from my neighborhood on here that watch this and listen, and they all can find something that they appreciate because we just don't fit the norm. I can listen to conversations, and I can come from a conversation and have one solid understanding of what it is and then come from and say, you know what, I like that guy's perspective. I was just talking to my wife about your perspective on socialist medicine and all of that, and I was like, you know, that's an interesting take. I just would never, if I didn't talk to you, I would have never, you know, understood why people feel the way they do, so... We don't fit the norm, man. I wear Jordans some days, and some days I might wear some boots. What comes out of my mouth may be something that, you know, that people didn't expect to hear. You know, I just kind of rock how I rock. And I try to do what's right in most situations.
I'm a 59-year-old sneakerhead.
There you go.
Well, you were around
in the time. You were here for all the Jordans.
I was here for all the Jordans, but I'm sort of partial to Yeezys and Human Race.
Oh, nice. Absolutely. I'm not an Adidas guy. I like Nike more.
When your legs start to get bad and you can't play basketball anymore, when the idea of running up and down a court is like, oh, my God, please don't make me. Then you start looking at stuff that just looks good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so, I hear that.
Yeah. In any event, you know, I applaud what you and your wife have started. I applaud you and that group of young fellows I saw up there. And the way you handled yourself, because that's a very important component. Because all of these people out here, when they hear AR-15, the other thing they hear is assault rifle. And, you know, that was a term that was made up by an anti-gun group. And it's to visualize, especially among, it's astounding to watch what happens with some groups of people, but it was to get these suburban people, rather, to visualize a group of thugs running around in a wedge formation, you know, like a combat group, like a combat squad.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, an assault weapon, you know, if I pull your mailbox out and start beating you around the head, that's the assault weapon that I use that particular day. So the AR-15, right. You know, you guys getting out there and showing that, but at the same time backing it with your... Because the gun is only as good as you are.
And that's a fact.
The gun is only as good as you are.
That was really a lot of what the byproduct is with that narrative that, you know, when people kept saying, well, you guys have been in the Capitol, they would have killed you guys and so on. But I think it's different because I don't think, first of all, a couple of things. I don't believe we would have acted the way that they did in the Capitol. First of all, we was going to handle ourselves with some respect for our parents and whatnot. But ultimately, you know, we just have these things that people have told us at one or another point in our life, and we just believe it. And so you see differently. You just don't ever know if it's real or not. Just kind of like Rick said, if it's not on video, it didn't happen. Well, there you go. Now it's
there
on video. You've seen it. We didn't get killed.
I'll tell you one thing. If you want to look at something, you might find this fascinating. If you were to look at gun control, health care, and climate change, and look at what they say, they use the same template. They say, if we don't do this now, we're all going to die. Now, they don't say that about gun control. They just say that there's a gun violence epidemic, like you can catch it in the air. It's just being passed and it's out of control and all this other stuff. When, in fact, I mean, you know, I know, like, in Detroit, I know there's a lot of self-defense that goes on in Detroit. There's a lot of armed self-defense. And if I listen to Rick, it's a lot of black American women who are doing most of the defending. So, you know, I look at wherever, you know, it doesn't matter to me about the group, but if you were to look at the templates they use, it's always the same. It's the same with COVID-19. COVID-19 is a big, I mean, I had it.
Did you?
I did.
And everything was good.
Well, it wasn't good. It was rough. I mean, the cough was rough. But, I mean, really? You know, I came through it, and we didn't even know it was called COVID-19 at the time. I caught it at SHOT Show. So. Anyway, as far as Black and Brown 2A, you guys are welcome here at Lock and Load anytime you feel like it. You got my number, so you just give me a buzz, and we'll definitely hook you up and all this other stuff. And if you want to talk about organizations, we can do that offline one day.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Now, when is your next podcast episode?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. to 10.
Wow,
so
that's quite
tomorrow,
the schedule.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yep, Wednesday,
yes, sir.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So three podcasts a week. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Very good. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to thanks for reaching out to me, and thanks for taking the time to join us tonight. And I don't know if you meant to do what you did, but whatever the way you came off, couldn't have been done any better.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir. You stay safe, and my regards to your family and to your group.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.